this week for our sermon preview, we've got Paul Funches here because he is preaching this Sunday.
That's right. Thank you for allowing me to come into your beautiful studio.
Oh, I thank you.
Talk to you. Yeah.
It's good to see you here again.
Yeah.
Once again.
I miss you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is getting sappy real quick.
It is.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us what you're preaching on this Sunday and
the Bible. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really, okay. That's
we're
done.
Good. We're done. We're finished. No, and seriously, I kind of am preaching on the Bible this week.
Because I guess that's true.
Yeah. We're in Luke 24, verse 44 through 49. And this is more than any other text. This text ties the Old Testament and the New Testament together. Mm-hmm. So you have here in what is called Luke's Great Commission passage. We're familiar with the one, or more familiar with the one in Matthew 28, mm-hmm. which is the common Great Commission passage. This is the same time. And the two passages overlap, the one in Matthew 28 and the one here in Luke 24, but they share different details of the same moment. Mm-hmm. And in this passage, it says that Jesus opens the minds of his disciples to understand the scriptures. And in the scriptures, it's implying all of the Old Testament. So he says the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms or the writings, the entire Old Testament. He opens their minds to understand, and he says, thus it is written. In this way, it's written there in the Old Testament that the Christ should suffer and rise again the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in my name or in the Christ's name mm-hmm. to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Now, if you're familiar with the Old Testament, you're saying, okay, where is all that found? Well, he's not referencing one particular reference or a few references that he just is expecting them to put together. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the entire story of the Old Testament. The entire story of the Old Testament finds its fulfillment in him. Yeah. He is the culmination. He's the fulfillment of Israel's story. And not only that, he's the fulfillment of that story, but he's also the beginning of the new story, the story of the Gentiles coming into the kingdom of God. He is standing right there at the crux of these two stories. These two stories are colliding now. The Old Testament story of Israel finding its fulfillment in this Christ who has died and risen again for them. But now the nations are being included in this. Not coming to Jerusalem, which is a key phrase, but beginning from Jerusalem, going out from Jerusalem mm-hmm. to the nations. And so he's going to become the mission, the message of the New Testament. The disciples now are commissioned here to be witnesses, testifiers of these things that he has opened their mind to understand.
Yeah.
So this story now is laid upon them. They are to preach this story to all nations. And we are now standing in their shadow, we are now standing on their shoulders as we continue that message, preaching and proclaiming that message to the nations. So we are very much in this story.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Hey, man, I'm excited about it. Good to be with you again. Looking forward to Sunday.
All right. Now, Dan and Walt are going to talk a little bit about some of the response to the governor's new mandates.
All right, we're walking into this coming week. I have Walt Takasaki here. Thanks, Walt. He's one of our elders and our elder chair, and we thought we would just give you a brief snapshot of what's coming this week. Governors instituted new mandates for us this week, and we want to respond to that. So first of all, quickly highlight what you see in the latest surge, Walt.
Yeah. You know, we're continuously watching the numbers, particularly in Spokane, but nationwide, worldwide. And definitely infections are spiking, and hospitalizations are hitting near record levels. And so it is very real what is being observed.
Yeah, so we're trying to keep in mind one of these key verses. Walt, you know, you love to come back to 1 Peter 2:17. Why don't you read that for us?
Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. Boy, that contains a number of things which I think we all need to, particularly this time, read and reread and really meditate on.
So as a church, what we're going to do is we're going to recognize that the governor is making good observation that cases are surging and we want to be more careful. He's listing out mandates for the church, which we think is outside of his sphere. So Ephesians 5 and 1 Timothy 3 talk about the sphere that the church has in overseeing that. We think he's overstepping his sphere, but we do think he's right. So as we move forward, we are going to take some active steps. So why don't you talk about the active steps?
Let me kind of revisit where we used to be. That is when COVID first broke out, because it was without vaccinations and immunities. We recognize vulnerability of our congregation, and that's why we chose to say we believe masks would be protective, distancing, all those things that we practiced. Those circumstances have changed. We see that, again, the hospitalizations are really those without those immunities, and infections, heavy infection and hospitalization are those without immunities. So the really desire today is that with masks, recognizing there are those who are still vulnerable. There are those who need to protect family or coworkers, classmates, and they should wear masks and protect themselves or others. So that's really going to be, we want to welcome people to wear those masks in that situation.
So as we look ahead, we're anticipating some of you with, you know, immunity difficulties or with a variety of concerns needing to wear masks. We're going to do two things. We're going to say, number one, you can wear your mask anywhere in the church you want. There's no limit. There never has been. We've always supported people who need to wear masks. Second thing is we've expanded our mask only section and increased the distancing for it. So we anticipate that some of you will have risks that you want to alleviate, and we want you to be here. So we're increasing that area for you. So if you have symptoms of anything that is respiratory-like, refrain from attending.
Yeah, please stay home.
Please stay home.
Simply put.
We're going to live stream, continue to live stream for you. We want to make sure that you have care. So be patient with each other, care for each other. We have a variety of concerns and differences of opinion about vaccines or not, masks or not. We have a variety of opinions, but be patient with each other and encourage each other and continue to gather together, and let's worship in harmony.
Let's be unified, and that is really our desire under Christ. And whether you have a mask on or don't have a mask, we want to love one another and be unified under Christ.
Amen.